Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Thursday, November 1st, 2018. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And so last thing I'll say on the issue of the innumerable grievances we have, again, just to sort of underscore the subtlety and pervasiveness, if you really are paying attention, it's a one-sided narrative. Any criticism is marginalized, castigated, and cast as treason very quickly. And, you know, you think of Lark mentioning that quote, "In the absence of certainty, probability will do," a sentiment echoed by the social engineers, the cybernetic totalists like Peter Drucker. And so, you know, just do a search on certainty and probability, and you will start to see how, you know, the channels of every sector, every industry are very neatly carved out, and in game theory fashion, people are marched along in the cattle chute unbeknownst to themselves because it's so subtle, it's so imperceptible, so undetectable that they feel like it was their idea. But it's not. So, you know, do your own homework. Tell me if I'm wrong. Harvey, go ahead.
All right. Well, I left off before with all the crap that we're dealing with in our list of grievances. Just keeps expanding, and it's because we the people luckily have a voice on your network and on your program, but there's very few places left where we can enumerate these grievances and try to get something done about them, because the only people that ever get laws passed are the super wealthy and the corporations that are super wealthy, and every single thing that we're up against are those same billionaires. And if you notice, the Trump cabinet is loaded with billionaires, including himself, allegedly, because I don't believe he is, but
probably
in debt more than he has cash. But that's who this country represents, and we have to try to demand that our rights and our needs are met. So that's why I really appreciate you having your airwaves open.
And
you mentioned before, about Michael Chertoff. Well, he is one of the greatest villains ever. If you remember, he just coincidentally had super X-ray machines by the thousands ready to be deployed after 9/11.
What a coincidence.
That's a hell of a coincidence. He had warehouses all over the world and made, hundreds of millions of dollars on those X-ray machines to make sure we're safe to fly. That's never been investigated by our great FBI, right?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's unbelievable. Speaking of technology, in the 50s, they came up with the great salt vaccine technology, and they poisoned almost all of America with simian monkey cancer virus in their vaccines that they were given. That was another great, great technology they came up with to save us from the dreaded polio. And they knew, and even though they knew that it was made from kidney cells from monkeys mashed up, and that it had all kinds of unknown consequences and viruses and anything else in those monkeys, they gave them to the people till every last drop of it was injected into the American public and around the world.
Right, Dr. A. Truat always reminds us of Ed Haslam's book, Dr. Mary's Monkey, How the Unsolved Murder of a Doctor, a Secret Laboratory in New Orleans, and a Cancer-Causing Monkey Viruses are linked to Lee Harvey assassination and emerging global epidemics. It's a short trip from there to Dr. Jonas Salk and his admissions that people, you know, they resurface and then get memory hold just as quickly from time to time, and so many others. I mean, absolutely. Things that we should know that we don't. And, you know, I mean, where does it end? You know, Operation Paperclip Science.
The CDC approved that. And, yeah, you know, it's just like the Monsanto Roundup being used, yeah, on all our foodstuffs, 90-something% of our foodstuffs, the beefy corn. It's unbelievable.
Right. It is.
Go on. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was why I mentioned some of that stuff. I think earlier this week and last week, you know, often basically saying that if you or I did that, you know, and we have a long and storied history over the last 100 years in particular in this society of people creating things that are clearly harmful and,
like nuclear weapons and nuclear power.
Yeah, but also the products that make their way into the daily lives of the average American consumer. And if you or I made something that, you know, it didn't kill that many people. Come on, Harvey, it only kills a few people every now and then. We get locked up. But these people do stuff like that, and because they own the megaphone, at the same time and control the megaphone, they're cast as heroes. And the examples go on and on. The Eugenics Commission, the Tuskegee experiments, just on and on and on and on. Yeah.
Yeah, on and on. So that's why we have to speak up against it, and we're the true Americans. You know, the last few, I don't know, it seems like months already, that Trump has been traveling around the country, filling up stadiums with his loyal following of suckers and morons, where they wait in line, they go through tremendous x-rays and everything else in order to be able to worship at Trump's feet. I mean, this he's got to be laughing like unbelievable that he could fill up, and probably most of them are rent-a-mobs. I don't even know if they're real fans or not, but they probably are because they sit and watch him on television and they like him. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure.
But crowds on demand.
I think they're crowds on demand, like you had mentioned last week, actually. Yeah. But they go through security and then security again and wait on lines a mile long to be able to listen to this moron. It's unbelievable. Yeah. You couldn't make it up.
It is. Nope.
You got to look at that crowd that go to see him all over. And he picks these places. Oh, you know, he doesn't do it in New York City, of course, but he picks these out-of-the-way places. He's trumpeting different phony candidates. It's so sickening. It's so sickening. I don't even have words to express it, but I'm gonna try. But he's got to be laughing. He's like P.T. Barnum. What did he say? There's a sucker born every minute.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, well, I'm going to leave you with this one. I have a booklet in front of me that came with a new router that I got delivered last week or 2 weeks ago. And there's not word, there's safety certifications. This is for a brand new 5G router that I have in my home here, right? Safety information. Here's the actual booklet, and it doesn't say one thing about human health. It talks about interference to other electronic devices. And it meets FCC. It meets FCC safety and certifications. When using this device, basic safety precautions should always be followed to reduce the risk of fire, electric shock, and injury to persons, including the following. Don't put it in a humid place in the bathroom. Don't stick it in a tub of water. It's unbelievable. Don't overload the electric one, but not one thing about a risk to human health. And it says it meets all the FCC requirements because they own the FCC, no doubt.
Well, yeah, and so that's one of the points that Dana Ashley made in her video. Big tech is actually much more well-funded and much more influential in Washington than Big Pharma. And we all know what a concern Big Pharma is. So maybe we'll play that excerpt too around the 20-minute mark. Dana talks about how what the standards are basically for the microwave power density and effects of on people. You know, the health effects versus safety standards. What are the standards? And she draws from some other information, but basically what's shocking is that America is one of the most unconcerned countries in the world. We have some of the worst standards. In other words, what is known to cause health problems, the EMF radiation and RF spectrum in particular, the other countries like, you know, China and Russia and others who we would consider authoritarian have standards that are orders of magnitude better than ours. In other words, the amount of radiation they allow, their government says, is the limit, is orders of magnitude lower than the FCC's.
Well, I'm going to read you the part that says FCC radiation exposure statement. This equipment complies with FCC radiation exposure limits set forth for an uncontrolled environment. This transmitter must not be co-located or operating in conjunction with any other antenna or transmitter. This device produces radio frequency energy in the 2.4 and 5 gigahertz spectrums. The antenna must be positioned to keep the minimum distance of 30 centimeters from the radiating element of any nearby person. Oh, it does mention person here. Look at that. 98 feet from any nearby person. There you go. So there's your warning.
And, It's you know, it's far worse than they would admit. I think we should play that. Maybe we need to play that clip, actually, because, you know, again, if folks have watched, or even if they haven't, if they have or they haven't, it's something that we should probably play. So I think it's like 17 and a half minutes to 22 minutes. Maybe we can, I'll drop that in there.
I hope you hurry up and put it on, because I have to get going. I have to get to the Trump rally in Indiana. And I have to wait online, so I hope I can show over as soon as possible. I got to go put my red hat on and my flag, nice. Get my American flag, and go wait to listen to that moron. Thank you very much, Chris. You're wonderful, man.
Thanks, Harvey. I appreciate your call, as always. So let's see. Do this on the fly. I think that'll... Let's see if we can cue that up, because that's exactly what Harvey was just talking about. And people don't know. I don't think that people really know. I mean, so we'll play the clip from Dan Ashley's video that I've been saying everybody needs to watch. Yesterday it was 26,000 views. Today it's 44,000. Again, that should be 1,000 times more. It should be 44 million or 400 million. You know, if people will watch a Lady Gaga video a billion times, this should be watched at least 500,000 times, or 500,000,000 times. So here is the relevant excerpt concerning the health risks. And does the FCC, again, if you look at what happens in totalitarian and authoritarian countries, Freudian slip, everything is always legalized first. And to Harvey's point, I always mention Andrew Jackson, 1837. He said it best. You know, if we're not careful, if we're not watchful, our dearest interests will have passed into the hands of these corporations. And what happened? Martin Gillens and Benjamin Page did the study back in 2014 based on 20 years of multivariate analysis, or multivariate analysis, 20 years of data. And they said exactly what Andrew Jackson warned. Anyway, here's how well the FCC protects us. Go ahead, please.
Artificial intelligence to be able to take out all the salient information from that medical record. I think everybody's aware of what's happened with IBM Watson in terms of taking shortcuts and avoiding that human component.
No, I wanted to play the other clip. That's the conference. So can we play the Dan Ashley clip? 17 minutes, 30 seconds. Sorry.
Digital version of the old analog meter that goes right on your home. Now, they've started installing these smart meters all over the country without the permission of the homeowners within them. They pulse RF frequencies, spikes several times every minute.
Here you see how the red blood cells behave before the exposure to a smart meter.
Normal cell walls, fairly separated and looking healthy. So after 2 minutes of exposure in front of the smart meter,
he said 2 minutes.
At about 1 foot away, we see a totally different story. Sample one, you can see a lot of degradation in the cells. The cell walls have been broken, and you see changes in the cells, which are called mycoplasma. It shows a mutation to the cell. In the second sample, we see a different type of degradation to the cell membranes. You can see a corrugation here. This is called bottle cap formation. So this third subject, when we did her sample, she had to be pulled away from the meter after 45 seconds because she complained about a increasingly severe headache. And here you see a phenomenon called rouleau, where the red blood cells are stacking up. Every single one of these is a degradation.
By the way, this was taken from a movie called Take Back Your Power. Please check it out on YouTube if you want to learn how smart meters are capable of surveillance on your home, how they have been responsible for hundreds of house fires.
Saw the meters fully engulfed in flames when I came in.
How they make our electrical power grid hackable by outside forces. And yeah, the health thing. If you're not looking at the screen, please look now. Watch this little demonstration. It takes just a minute. This next clip is probably the most important in the entire piece because it's going to give you a very clear picture of what kind of levels are deemed safe by our government compared to other countries and compared to what independent science is warning us about biological impacts.
The data we're going to look at are all published science, testing results, or public standards. At the bottom end of the radiation scale of what's called power density or signal strength is the minimum level at which cell phones will work. Pine needles were found to age prematurely at 0.000027. At short-term exposures of 0.05, children aged 8 to 17 experienced headache, irritation, concentration difficulties, and behavioral problems. 0.1 is the Bao Biology or Building Biology guideline for extreme concern. 1.0 produced sperm DNA fragmentation and a decrease in sperm viability in vitro. Also at 1.0, the science shows the following bodily effects can occur: headaches, dizziness, fatigue, insomnia, chest pain, difficulty breathing, and indigestion. 2.5 saw altered calcium metabolism in heart muscle cells. 4.0, changes in the hippocampus affecting brain memory and learning. And at 6.0, DNA damage in cells. So, where are smart meters on this list? Electrical Power Institute in December 2010 measured a single Itron smart meter with pulses up to 7.93 microwatts per centimeter squared. These tests are at a close distance, approximately 1 foot away from the meter, but an infant's crib could be just as close on the other side of the wall where the meter or bank of meters are installed. Even though there are all these known health effects at levels far lower, Switzerland, Liechtenstein, and Luxembourg see fit to set the standard at 9.5. And China, Poland, and Russia, 10.0. This is the same level at which behavior has been altered, producing reflexes of avoidance following 30-minute exposures. A room of 12 smart meters, very common and even a conservative number in an apartment building, tested at 19.8 microwatts per centimeter squared. So, how can utilities and governments get away with forcing these devices on everyone? This is how. In Canada and the US and several other civilized countries, the safety limit is set at 600 to 1,000 microwatts per centimeter squared. This so-called safety limit is literally tens of thousands of times higher than levels which are known to damage health, according to peer-reviewed published science.
How is this even possible? When you see this comparison of America's approved radiation levels next to some northern European countries, it makes news like this make more sense.
Well, actually, so It makes news like this make more sense. We might as well play that little news clip that she includes in there if we can.
Comparison of America's approved radiation levels next to some northern European countries. It makes news like this make more sense.
France has banned the use of smart devices in schools. Children between the ages of 3 and 15 will have to leave their smartphones and tablets home. France's education minister says the law protects students.
So this is a picture of St. Augustine School, I believe in 2015, when they ceremoniously removed the Wi-Fi router.
Even a few small private schools in America have erred on the side of caution.
So Roots and Wings Montessori is a Wi-Fi free zone, and any technology at the school is hardwired. The use of wireless internet and even cell phones has been banned due to health concerns surrounding that technology. And given the risks involving children, the principal just doesn't want to take that risk.
Whether this is true or not, the default, I think, needs to be on the side of safety.
We can still provide the children with technology using wires. Why not? Why take the risk?
You may have noticed that China and Russia, among others, have set their maximum RF limits 100 to 1,000 times lower than what our FCC deemed safe for us.
That's which, good. We'll stop there. But I mean, you hear there are voices, there are people in local news, you know, the captured media is actually covering it too, but it's obviously not getting out far and wide. And you can imagine why. Big tech won't allow that. Think about the advertisers and the sprawling network of, you know, the conglomerate monolith that advertises to keep these, the dinosaur media, legacy captured media, alive. So, you know, it's self-explanatory, I'd say. Hopefully that makes sense. There's more, but let's go to the phones. John in Tennessee, thanks for calling. Welcome.
I appreciate it, Chris.
Always more.
Okay, I'm here. I was going to comment, but apparently I've been away from the phone, so I'm sure everyone knows what it is. But I've been trying to send you some texts. Or texts, I'm sorry. Text. And I don't know if you're aware of all the bomb threats that have been going on.
Yeah.
We've had a couple here in Nashville. I wonder, with your listeners, what's going on elsewhere. Anyway, I know I'm off topic. I don't want to take you off topic, but apparently there's something wrong with my phone. So I'll leave it at that. I'm sure that whatever your heart's desire is what Corn Pone is. Now, whatever you want, whatever floats your boat, that's what it is. So, anyway, I'll leave it at that. I'll make room.
All right. Thanks, John. Yeah, there's lots of fun stuff everywhere. And it reminds you of, you know, the Purge kind of a scenario. I mean, obviously, we've been fed that nonsense, too. So, anyway. Yeah. So, back to the phones. Glenn in Philly, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Chris.
Glenn.
Yes, can you hear me,
Chris? You bet.
Okay, good. Yes, the caravan is en route. Repeat, the caravan is en route. And the revilings are in preparation. Repeat, the revilings are in preparation.
Nice.
Their little chair by the door thing for the day.
Right.
Actually, I called to pick on both you and your caller about the Corn Pone thing. Corn Pone, yes, what's corn? Corn Pone is basically corn bread. Okay, so, you know, if you do Googling, I often wonder why people bother calling into a talk radio program and waiting 10 minutes to get an answer about a question to which they could have the answer in 10 seconds or less on a search engine. But it's like, I'm not a human search engine. I'm a talk radio show host. But I would disagree with you about Corn Pone being slang in this context, because slang are widely recognized, culturally recognized terms in the vernacular. So, you know, such as calling Federal Reserve notes, greenbacks, or lettuce, that's a lot of lettuce, you know, stuff like that. That's slang. But it could, with Cornbone in this, is so limited in its contextual use here that he's using it as a metaphor for, you know, the person's daily bread. It's the poor, you know, the poor man's bread, the daily sustenance. Give us this day our daily bread, our daily Cornbone, you know. You know, sure. Show me a man where he gets his sustenance, where he gets his food, where he gets his money for his food. You know, so it's a metaphor for, you know, that which supports him, you know, and possibly more specifically money, you know. So I doubt that many people, if you just called, you know, even at the time that this was penned, if you called, referred to money in conversation as Cornbone, they'd say, you know, most people, I think, wouldn't recognize it. So I don't think it really rose to the level of slang at the time. But, show me where a man gets it, you know, make it so that we get his money, and I'll show you where he gets his opinions. It's actually like saying everybody has this price or everybody's bought off, you know. It doesn't allow much room for principled disagreement, you know, such that someone will, you know, suffer financial dearth for the sake of truth. That's granted a rare phenomenon, but, you know, people don't always just form their opinions based on their money, but oftentimes they do, you know, for the sake of their trade union or their job. You know, we are far too often sellouts, you know, and, you know, so especially like I was, you know, listening to some news this morning and just the horrible corruption of what's going on with these politicians. I mean, with it, you know, with this thinking that, you know, everything's a matter of the ends justify the means. I mean, they're taking it to extremes and just lying and defaming and being hysterical, you know, and it's just absolutely nuts, you know.
You're talking about the last minute campaigning specifically?
No, I'm talking about the caravan stuff. I heard some woman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God! They'd be kind. You know, they're terrible. I mean, they're bringing Barbara Streisand on TV about her new album, and you know, she's lamenting and opining and defaming, and they bring on Whoopi Goldberg and you know, who else? You know, big names. You know, you know, to harp about this stuff, and it's like, oh my goodness. And it's all these limousine liberals who live in gated communities with armed guards, you know, who, oh, they have so much empathy. It's like, yeah, I don't see you down there handing out blankets, babe. and pretty much no matter what Trump does, he's going to be reviled, you know, short of building them a, you know, since he builds hotels, short of building them a 4-star resort of their own, you know, and lavishing them, you know, anything he says or does is going to be reviled. You know, and the way the conversation works, certainly there's a lot of Hegelian dialectic at work here, but I refuse to, like, I've gotten the point, I refuse to, all day, every day, you know, listen to talk radio. It's fascism, communism, communitarianism is a hybrid, blah, blah, blah. I just think I am committed to sticking with totalitarian, tyrannical oligarchy. You know, this is technocratic, tyrannical oligarchy, and right. And all of this, and because it's just all day long. It's like watching, you know, fascism, communism.
Yep.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Thursday, November 1st, 2018. It's No Shave November, right? That's what they call it. And I think I'm ahead a little bit, but maybe not to where some are. Anyway, we're on the phones. We have Glenn and Philly on the line. Glenn.
Yeah, sorry, I kind of babbled my way in the break there, but the point I was making is the more I hear this constant back and forth between fascism and communism, and then some people trying to say that the Hegelian synthesis is communitarianism, but, you know, I've decided that the terminology I want to stick with to prevent all that back and forth, chasing our tails on fascism, is it communism, is tyrannical, totalitarian, technocratic oligarchy is what I'm sticking with.
Yeah,
you know, and they can do anything they want because the ends justify the means.
Yeah, and it's a big closed loop. It's a big circle of it's a big logical fallacy of circular reasoning. We have the power and authority because these people who we fund tell us that we're special and what we think is great, or they actually tell you that we think and fund them to tell you is great. And so, you know, if that makes sense, it's this big circular loop of, it's a fallacious circular reasoning loop is what it is. Bunch of finger pointing. This guy's an expert because this guy said he is, because this guy said he is, because this guy said he is. Wait a minute, you guys are all just pointing at each other saying you're experts, but let's define terms. Anyway.
Yeah. I always think it's funny when the circular thing or even it can even become self-contradiction. You know, in Israel, there's a certain percentage of Zionists who are atheists, and they, like, it's okay to be an atheist. So I love the circular reasoning, you know, that the God who doesn't exist has given me this land. It's like, wait a minute. It's like, now you're really not making sense. But, no, but in terms of the globalism, it's just crazy. And the histrionics of the left are just crazy. I'm hearing lately, analogies to the Jacobins of the French Revolution or the Bolsheviks of the Russian Revolution, and son of a gun, certainly the dynamic and the attitude certainly seems to correlate. You know, the Jacobins is especially, you know, scary. Oh my goodness, and this squeal, their hysterics, they're squealing and screaming and haranguing are just this off the hook crazy and just never ending ad hominem, just
But you know, to Harvey's point, that's what we see on the idiot box, the legacy captured media. One wonders, you know, and you don't see that in your own front yard, how real any of that is, right? And how much of it is crowds on demand for a purpose, like Vance Packard wrote chapter 19, yeah, engineered, yes.
I was going to challenge Harvey. Trump may be a moron, but he's the one letting a 5G router into his house. I'm like, wait,
well,
a minute,
you know,
buddy.
The point is well made, and that's been the point of all of these broadcasts this week. You know, I may not have done it well, but I have intended to say, I honestly believe if folks watch Dana's video and that information gets out far and wide, people will start to see things differently before the point of impact, so to speak. You know, before little Johnny and little Sally are permanently injured by the conspiring of glyphosate and vaccines, or before their health is irreparably damaged by this technology, and so on and so on and so on. People will start to, you know, people in Spokane might say, you know what, we didn't vote on this, so what's going on here? Let's have a conversation, especially when we start doing some research beyond what the FCC sanctions and see that all of this stuff that's being installed is harmful, and get out in front of it a little bit. I really think it could change things. I think it could be a tipping point.
I may have to move because I live in a house that's converted into apartments that has three smart meters on the outside wall of the house, you know, 5 feet from my dining room table. And, you know, and it's like, uh-oh, you know, I'm not really fond of that. And the guy who installed the meters didn't even know that they have two different network, you know, routers on them. One is for, there's a, like a LAN connection that they use to collect the data, you know, from the meter. And then there's the HAN, the HAN, the home area network. And the home area network is what's there for future reference to control all our appliances and our thermostats and stuff like that. You know, so there's actually, you know, in the smart meters, there's actually a router for controlling the smart devices in the home. And so, in other words, if you're running hot water at the wrong time of day, they can shut off your washer and tell you to do your laundry at 1 a.m.
Exactly. That's, yep. And that's in the literature in these new appliances and things. You know, they can be controlled remotely, and you gotta wonder. There are obviously, it's not, you know, so you can do your laundry while you're on vacation. That's obviously not what's going on there. People need to do their homework. And I agree with Paul when he called in earlier this week and suggested that maybe this could give rise to a sort of cottage industry, in my words, of, I mean, imagine if you had one of those little spectrometers that you could show people, you know, that grouping of smart meters. And that's something that Dana did a good job in the video of covering, these banks of smart meters in apartment complexes, for example, that are, I mean, it's literally like sitting on a pile of uranium. It's extremely detrimental to people's health.
Yeah, anyway. It's crazy. I know what I was going to say. Have you noticed all the commercials on TV touting parents using phone apps to track their kids, like car insurance, or, you know, like, you know, Bobby's supposed to be home studying for midterms, but he's out dancing at the beach, you know? And his parents know that too. And then they showed his parents showing up to bust him, you know, when he's out at this campfire party. And it's like, and then they'll share all the legitimate, you know, convenience stuff too, a la Alan Watt, the good reason versus the real reason. But, right. I mean, they're actually getting everybody into this Big Brother mentality. The one phone service was touting one of these tracking apps a couple years ago, and it was adult friends. Where are you at? Oh, you know, and they're all, you know, oh, now you can check. But now they've gone from just, hey, where are you at, to through parental, enforcement and stuff.
Microsoft wants to let you, they have their Microsoft Kids initiative. Facebook has their Facebook Kids initiative. And again, the point of this week's broadcasts is if people will understand this technology properly, it's not just the surveillance, which is also a huge issue, but the health effects. It is physically damaging to people's health. And I want to play another clip, so we're going to have to run here in a second. And then we also got to get back to the phones. But
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Glenn. Appreciate it, as always. Okay. Definitely. We got to play this clip. I want to go back to the phones, but we got to play this clip. I'm telling you, I told you, but just to underscore the point, we're hearing these people at the health summit, GeekWire summit, health tech stage, the power of personalized medicine. There's nothing that has anything to do with health, really, about this. It's all about studying rats in a lab. You know, speaking of that, the Urbanova initiative that I mentioned concerning Spokane, they call it a living laboratory, I think. Which article was that? Living laboratory. Spokane is a living laboratory. And that's what they say about all this stuff. And so if Spokane is a living laboratory, who are the lab rats? And honestly, people, so if you go to the Urbanova press release about this, all included in the archives, I guess, today. Urbanova leverages the vibrant urban advantages of Spokane, Washington to find new ways to make communities better for people. Mm-hmm. Sure. Which people, though? Let's define terms. They make these communities better for the people who are enriched by the enslavement and destruction of people's health. Spokane's downtown university, in other words, it's like a sort of bifurcation fallacy. You know, we don't realize that they're, it's two in this case. That's how the fallacy works. You know, it's two groups, not, if that makes sense. Spokane's downtown university district is a living laboratory for scalable, replicable projects that harness data to gain insights, empower people, and solve urban challenges in new ways. The living laboratory. I mean, honestly, my first thought when I read that was, I can't believe people aren't shocked and horrified. Who are the lab rats then being studied? Gee, many Christmas. So you listen to these guys at the GeekWire Summit, the health tech stage, and this first excerpt is, well, we'll only have time for one, but Jay Schender. Listen to what he says and notice he's all just falling all over himself, excited about the studying they're doing of people's health problems. No mention of what is the cause. We can find the cause. We can. There's a cure for this. No mention. Listen to this. Go ahead if you're ready with that, please. I did.
Individual labs throughout the city and areas ranging from, you know, immunotherapy to genomics to other areas. And nonetheless, what we lack, or what we lacked and what we're trying to, the need we're trying to address is really a platform for enabling labs to collaborate between institutions, within institutions, and also access technologies that they might not have otherwise had access to under the current framing. And so this is, I think it's been quite a successful launch. I think the fact that we're recognizing a real need is shown by the, you know, just in a few months, we've had over 200 faculty sign up to be a part of this, and we're not forcing anyone to sign up. It's all voluntary. And we're launching a number of funding programs and things like that in areas of specific interest. So I'll just give two examples of the kind of work that we're doing. So one is we just had one of the first so the acronym here is BBI for Brotman Beatty Institute. One of the first BBI funded studies, which was on the BRCA1 gene. So this is a gene that predisposes women to early onset breast and ovarian cancer, and it's been sequenced in over 1 million women in this country in the last 20 or so years. And yet, you know, there's a challenge in that, you know, even though we can sequence genomes now for $1,000, we often can't interpret the resulting information. So I can see that there is a variant in you in this gene, but I can't tell whether it's disease-causing or not. And so the term for this is variants of uncertain significance, and it's a big headache for clinicians, and it's a source of anxiety for patients. And BRCA1 is really just kind of the first of many genes that this is a problem for. And so we basically use CRISPR technology, genome editing, to make every possible mutation in a good chunk of this gene. And experimentally in the lab, we're able to kind of pre-classify each of those mutations as likely to be disease-causing or not. And so that kind of information serves as a database that when the mutations are first observed in patients, as they inevitably will be, one can go and look that kind of thing up, right? And then the one other example I'll give is just we recently found out a few days ago, so Debbie Nickerson at UW Medicine leads the BBI's genome sequencing platform through the Northwest Genome Center, and we were awarded one of three awards to be the sequencing centers for this national All of Us initiative, which is aiming to sequence the genomes and also accrue medical records on at least 1 million Americans over the next few years.
So there you go.
I think that kind of speaks to your point. Yeah.
There you go. So what is the initiative aiming at? It's aiming to sequence the genomes and also accrue medical records on at least 1 million Americans over the next few years. Why? So that they can study the data and, you know, address this issue of variants of uncertain significance. But do you see how there's no mention of causes and cures at all? Because it's not even an afterthought. Don't even care. Don't want to do that. They want – it's good for business when you think about it. It's good for – you know, it's job security for them if the technology keeps harming you so that they can study you like lab rats in these living laboratories that they're creating with the smart technology and smart cities. And, you know, it pushes that transhumanist and posthumanist agenda forward. And so in a very real and literal sense, I'm reminded again of Jaron Lanier's words. This is why I keep saying it, you know. He was right. You're Not a Gadget, a manifesto. What am I talking about? I'll mention it on the other side of the break, and we'll go back to the phone. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Thursday, November 1st, 2018. I hope what I'm saying makes sense. I'm telling you, if people watch Dana Ashley's video, Information You Cannot Afford to Miss, Billions Spent to Ensure You Do, you really get a comprehensive picture of what is wrong as far as this technology is concerned and how harmful it is to everyone's health. Then you listen to folks like these guys at the GeekWire Summit 2018 and the health tech stage in particular talking, and I'm kind of picking on Jay Schender, and maybe he doesn't know, but even if he doesn't, he's doing exactly what Jaron Lanier wrote in You Are Not a Gadget, a manifesto, chapter 2, An Apocalypse of Self-Abdication. Lanier wrote, if you believe the rapture is imminent, fixing the problems of this life might not be your greatest priority. You might even be eager to embrace wars and tolerate poverty and disease and others to bring about conditions that could prod the rapture into being. In the same way, if you're like Jay Schindler, if you believe the singularity is coming soon, you might cease to design technology to bring to serve humans or to cure humans in this point, in this case, to find the cause and prepare instead for the grand events it will bring. In other words, the technology is not being created and used for the benefit of the people. It is allegedly created to be used to help. That's what's happening. It's plain and simple. There's no mention of cure, no mention of cause in any of this 42-minute discussion. Just, oh, look, at we'll have so much more data and it's going to be wonderful. And we can improve our record keeping and all of that nonsense. Who cares? And so they don't care until the moment that, you know, Jay Schindler is diagnosed with colon cancer, or one of the ladies, one of the female panelists is diagnosed with breast cancer, or one of their children has some kind of diagnosed as sterile. Then suddenly it's real for them. But we need to get out in front of the moment of impact on this stuff where someone is permanently injured or killed by this technology. You know, I hate to sound like a Luddite, but man, what else can you say? What else can you do? That's really unfortunate. You know, that really is the point of this week's broadcasts. I really do believe that Dana Ashley's video represents a tipping point. The way that she put the information together is unique. It was compelling to me. I've heard that it's compelling to others. Let's get that video out far and wide, out into the mainstream of middle class. Have people watching that because they don't know. They think it's kooky. Even Dana admitted in her video that she has a friend who calls herself Wi-Fi sensitive. She said, I'll have to come visit you, but I can't be around Wi-Fi. And Dana said, well, I don't know what to do because I need my Wi-Fi. And then she did some investigating and realized, oh my gosh, we're all Wi-Fi sensitive. People don't know, but they need to. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care, God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.